Brilliance Audio presents Don't Make a Sound by T.R. Reagan, performed by Jenica Damon. After the pinwheel on the computer stopped spinning and the screen brightened, she logged into her private group. They called themselves the crew. There were five of them, and they all had nicknames. Hers was Malice. The others were known as Lily, Bug, Cleo, and Psycho. Their connection ran deep. Rape, torture, and years of anguish had brought them together. They knew one another's stories, and they trusted each other fully. They hadn't joined forces to provide emotional support, although much of what they did was therapeutic. The header pinned at the top of their page read, "Deterrence, Restitution, and Reformation." It was the crew's belief that the only way to get justice was to see criminals punished. Recently, they had decided unanimously to take control of their lives by teaching sexual predators a lesson or two. The people they planned to go after would come from all walks of life, young and old, rich and poor. The crew had no intention of committing murder. The lowlifes would get exactly what they had coming, no more, no less. Once the target had been properly awakened, they would be released back into society. They knew their hobby could easily become a full-time job. But there were only five of them, and so they would do what they could. They all had lives outside their club. Some of them were married and had children of their own. Some had full-time jobs. They would keep what they did from friends and family, because too many outsiders tended to believe the law would see justice served. But reality wasn't that kind. Child abusers and sexual predators were becoming the norm. It was a well-known fact that 15 of 16 rapists walked free. Criminals knew better than most that there were police shortages in nearly every city and town across the country. It wasn't easy finding good candidates to recruit for police work either. The pay was shit, and the odds of getting killed on the job were high. So here they were, after years of getting to know one another, plotting their first target. They were a true sisterhood, committed to their newfound cause. Their motto was, "One douchebag at a time." It was all they could do. For now, it would have to be enough.